2025 is just, well, literally hours away. Can't believe it here at this year end. Dr. Randy in the Intentional Living Center, here's a question I have for you. If you were to stop today and think about all the things you're looking forward to, the goals, the desires, the challenges, the opportunities, the hurts, the pain, everything that you're looking at as you move into the brand new year of 2025, and you were to condense it into saying, God, I just have one word I'm going to just kind of camp on for 2025. What would that one word be? Is it a word of hope? Is it a word of courage? Is it a word of forgiveness? When you think about your year coming up, if you could 365 days from now look back and say, God granted me my wish, my prayer, my desire to be content and successful in this one word for the year, what would it be? I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, and we got some great callers coming up that we're going to share with you as we talk about the power of one word for 2025.
Integrity.
Yeah, that's a good one. Why'd that come to your mind today?
Well, you know, a lot of my life I've been growing up, and I really was not being a man of integrity. And to me, what integrity means is, you know, doing what you are doing when nobody is watching. You know, Are you being honest with yourself? Are you being honest with others? You know, and it just seems to be that is the key to a lot of things is integrity. It builds your character. It builds your reputation. You know, and I'd love to have a reputation of being a man of integrity. You know, it's just, well, that's the way I want to live my next year, and that's what I want to do.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Gary from Michigan. Integrity. Write that down. Powerful word. You know, I was thinking, Gary, of a proverb as you were talking about integrity. Proverb 2:17 says that he grants a treasure. I think that's powerful. He grants a treasure of common sense. Isn't that something we need today? Don't you love it when you have someone around you who's just got common sense? And the writer of Proverbs says he grants a treasure of common sense to the honest, and he gives a shield to those who walk with integrity. That's a really powerful proverb for us. If we desire integrity in our life, remember, integrity is a simple definition that something is doing what it's made to do. You get on an elevator, you want it to be an elevator with integrity, right? You want the cable to have integrity. You want the elevator shaft to work right, right? You get into a car and you want to have a car that has integrity. You want tires of integrity, right? And we're talking about the things that can be for our safety. You want the food you eat to have integrity. But, you know, what about our own lives? That we would be men and women of integrity. And the Bible says, treasure of common sense for those who are honest and a shield to those who walk with integrity. That's really powerful. All right. We're talking about the power of one word. I'll tell you what my word is coming up here in just a moment. Carlene from Arizona, what's your one word?
More.
You want more of what?
I'll tell you what happened. Right before Thanksgiving, the ads started coming. You want more of this, you want more of that, more, more, more. It just seemed like the word was slapping me in the face, and I thought, that's ridiculous. Why do we have to have more? We're so materialistic. It's Christmas time. I'm tired of it. And just this morning, I'm on my way home from a little breakfast, and I turned the radio on, and there you are with the one word. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit put in my heart, more. And he said, flip that around. More Holy Spirit, more steadfastness, more patience, more love, more endurance, more long-suffering. And be careful when you ask for it, because you're going to have more tests.
Yeah, that's true.
More.
All right. So you know your assignment.
Yeah, for sure. But I really appreciate you, and I hope you have more stations and more funds, and God bless you with all that you do.
Thank you, Carolyn. My wife would say amen to that. More fun. 2025. You know, we're talking about the power of words. I'm thinking of Proverbs 18:21 that says the tongue, really talking about words, right? The words that we speak have the power of life and death. And as a counselor, I've been in the room with people. And I've seen life and death right before me. I'm talking about emotional, relational life and death by the words that are spoken. They're powerful. God gives us a tongue to speak. He gives us words to influence, to impact, to uplift, to encourage. The Bible says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight. right? He says, take captive all the thoughts. He says, be renewed in the power of your mind. These are what affects what we say. Paul says to us in Philippians chapter 4, whatever is right and pure and admirable and praiseworthy, think on such things. And because what we think is what comes out of our mouth, let's make sure that we're thinking in a healthy way. The tongue, the words that we speak, have the power of life and death. Those who love it will eat its fruit, good and bad. One word for 2025. What is yours? We got some great one words coming up. Stay tuned.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Take a look at your life. Do you have areas where you're not making progress or feeling stuck? Maybe you keep returning to bad relationships or habits that aren't helping you grow. In his message, Sharpen Your Edge, Dr. Randy talks about some wise words from Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes.
Here's the universal principle that Solomon is sharing with us. Successful people keep their edges sharp, and unsuccessful people don't.
During our year-end fundraiser, would you consider supporting Intentional Living to meet a critical funding need? When you give, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to this message, along with more of Dr. Randy's exclusive content. Your monthly support helps people live an intentional life in Christ. Call 888-888-1717 now or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Listen, that's a beautiful setup here. You know, we're at the end of the year here, literally. We just have a few hours left. And by the way, I'm Randy Carlson. If you've just joined me, this is Intentional Living Ministry. Andrew's here. Stephen, we've got team here taking calls. We love you guys, and we have a passion and one passion only, and that's to help you experience life the way God intended. That really is why we're here. And let me just say this. I want to just share a little bit about what our plans are for this coming year, what we're doing here in the ministry, and then we'll get back to our calls. I would say to those of you listening today, if things are going great for you, great. Keep going. If you're just deep into your relationship with Christ, you're living intentionally and things are going in the right direction, and you say, hey, I know this isn't just a phase, but it's because I'm choosing to be obedient and follow Christ. It's making a difference. Keep going. Keep moving. But for those of you today, believers or non-believers, those of you who are Christians or those of you who don't know him, but you feel less so, life has been filled with more inertia than motion. You feel stuck, maybe unsure of what's next. It feels like you're pushing a rock uphill and it comes back down, rolling right over the top of you sometimes. This is a fact. This is what we believe. This is what I've seen. If you want to experience freedom and peace and true hope in your life, it'll only come when you discover God's intention for your life. And I'm compelled. I have to share this with those of you today. For whatever reason you turn the radio on, I want you to know that God loves you and his son, Jesus Christ, came to earth and died for you on the cross that you can have eternal life. I believe that, and I've experienced it. Andrew's shaking his head. You've experienced it. Stephen, right? Amen. And the rest of our staff here. And you can too. Now, you can live intentionally. You can do the next right one thing. Your life will get better. There's no question about it. But I'm telling you, it'll be empty, hollow, and long-term, you'll be right back to where you are now if you think you can do it in your own power. And I just want to say to you today, wherever you are, driving down the road, maybe in Detroit, or you're listening to us driving across Phoenix or maybe across Texas somewhere or to our podcast, maybe somewhere around the world, you can experience God's first and best intention for your life by giving your life to him right now. And what do? You don't have to jump up and down on one foot and turn around three times and do some secret handshake. That's not what we're talking about. God is a God who loves you and he cares for you. To be able to just say, God, you're drawing me to yourself. I am done trying to do this on my own. I'm messing up. Lord, I give my life to you today. I don't know what all that means, but I give my life to you. And I choose to start living intentionally in you every day. Not perfect, but I want to be a sinner saved by grace. you give your life to Him. And let us know so we can pray for you. Get plugged into a Bible teaching church. On the other hand, if you already know Christ, but you're still feeling a little stuck, maybe the apathy has set in, holds true too for you and me. If you want to experience freedom in your life, today's the day you say, I choose to be a little more intentional. And one of the things we're going to push and present and love you all through in 2025 is when you make that decision, what one thing can we do? Here it is, the power of one thing. What one thing can you and I do every day to grow in our relationship with Him and with other people? If you're struggling in your marriage today, what one thing could you do in your marriage that'd make the biggest difference? What you would do, not them, you. And you do it for 30 days. It'll change your life. You messed up with finances. You know it. Hey, come on. What one thing could you start doing today for the next 30 days to make the biggest difference? Stop spending. Don't use the credit card. You know what it is. Get a budget, something. Just do one thing. And why do I do that? Because I want to bring glory to God and benefit to myself in the process. That's what intentional living is all about. That is why we are here. We're seeing people come to Christ. We got a prayer line where people call and talk to staff and those who are talking to you and praying with you because they love you. And we've seen people come to Christ. And I want to say to those of you who are supporting the ministry of intentional living, which is part of Intentional Life Media, by the way, part of Family Life Radio, funded separately but part of the ministry, thank you. And I was just upstairs talking to Tanya before I came in the studio, and I said, okay, Tanya, because she's the keeper of numbers. Don't you love people are keepers of numbers? And I said, Tanya, tell me, what is it? How many dollars left between now and midnight on the 31st to reach the budget to make sure that we're at the funding level we need to be? And so we're intentional, so I'm going to give you the exact number I got within the last hour. We are just $24,705 away. I don't know if there's some sense in there or not, but that's the number, $24,705. And a lot of you have been helping us close this out for this year. I just want to challenge some of you, say, Randy, I get what you all are doing there, Intentional Life Media, Family Life Radio. I want to help close out this year. I want to be a part of this. Let's get after it. Let's take care of more people. Let's reach more people for Christ. Let's see more people come to Him. Let's see more people choose to be intentional. And we're just going to ask you to come and join us. If you could share a $1,000 gift, that'd be fantastic. If you could join us a dollar a day, whatever you can do, do it. The staff, we just turned the phone line over to our team. So you're going to get one of our staff here to call when you call to talk to and just say, hey, I want to be a part of what's going on there. And your best gift makes a difference. What's the number? 888-888-1717. That's our number, 888-888-1717. Steven just checked, and our team's taking the calls. Here's some people who've done that recently. In fact, Monica joined us today, $104. Thank you, Monica. Amy in Troy, Michigan, $20 a month. God bless you, Amy. Brian in Vail, Arizona, out in the southeast part of the city, $675. Thank you. Darlene in Chandler, Phoenix, Arizona, $1,570. Stephanie joined us in Paradise Valley with a very generous monthly gift. Thank you. God bless you. Kenneth in Mesa, $157. Sandy in Panama City Beach, Florida, $104. And here's Mark in Stanwood, Michigan, $100. Thank you. God bless you. This is why we're here. We're trying to make a difference in people's lives. And I'm just going to be bold enough to ask. And you know what? They tell me that when you give, it'll pop up here on my screen. So I'd love to be able to report a few in the next 15 minutes. Maybe it would be you. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. $24,705 to hit the target, the goal. All right. All right. You got it? I got it. I think we're on the same team. And we're not asking you to do what we're not doing because we're supporting as well. 888-888-1717. All right, one word for 2025. Let's get back to the task at hand here. Denise, what's your word?
My one thing, when you asked that, I heard you ask that, and I thought, whoa, that'd be hard. And then immediately discipline came to me. And I realized it affects every area of your life. to, you know, being disciplined to do your daily devotions. I've had a struggle getting back into church because I got COVID, rebound COVID, and you just can kind of get lazy with that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I watch my pastor, and I know that I'm supposed to be in church. I got an inheritance this year, and I'm faithful with my tithing, but the Lord put it on my heart to be more disciplined with what I do with this money. And so I, for my first time, gave to the Family Life Ministry, and I want to keep that up. I've had health issues, and I know that I need to exercise, and I'm kind of going through a cancer treatment right now, and I keep feeling sorry for myself, thinking, oh, I can't do this right now. I've got too much other.
Yeah.
But it all ties together. And I'm introverted, and I've had to move because I lost my husband, and it's easy to just get...
It gets piled up. It feels like it just sort of builds in, doesn't it?
It does. I don't want to be sad. I'm a happy person, but I'm also introverted, so I've decided I'm going to be disciplined and going out, and I've had fun during the Christmas season, just going out and talking to a stranger, another shopper in the store. And I have a neighbor that somebody told me, do not mention. I moved into an apartment after my husband passed, and they were like, do not discuss politics or religion with her. And I'm like, really? Okay. So I just do it in my own little ways.
Yeah.
And I told another neighbor, and they were like, you did? Uh-oh. And I said, no, I read him this text, and in at the very end, she said, and I just feel so blessed. And he was like, oh my goodness, you know, it just little by little chipping away and doing things that make me a better person by being disciplined with it and hoping that I can help somebody else.
Good
because,
for you.
Even though through all my trials this year, I just totally feel so blessed.
Amen. Thank you, Denise. Discipline, there's your word. And by the way, hey, I got to break in before we go to our next caller. Are you ready? Guys, you ready for this? We got a friend in Phoenix. It says, look, we're getting close to the year end here. And we just mentioned 24,705 to go. And John Brock, who's in charge of all this part of the ministry, he sent me a text and said, we have a friend who's going to match everything for intentional living. Everything, dollar for dollar. Got your attention? That got your attention. All right, dollar for dollar for the next $10,000. Wow, thank you so much. That means when we go over the top with that, we're going to go over the top for the need for December. Pretty close. We'll be right there, right at the threshold. So just a word, as you've been calling or being a part of it, everything is included here now, dollar for dollar for intentional living, year end. The calendar year end here. Thank you so much. Call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or you can go to theintentionallife.com and give safe and securely online as well. Amen. Let's take a break. Tell you what, I'll be right back. Got some more calls for you.
Solomon, in his wisdom, wrote words that were easy to understand. In fact, the wisest people are those who can communicate a truth without having to figure out what in the world was he saying. Solomon said this in 22 words. Are you ready? So if you have your Bibles, turn to Ecclesiastes 10:10. He says, if an axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength. But wisdom brings success. Here's the truth. Here's the universal principle that Solomon is sharing with us. Successful people keep their edges sharp, and unsuccessful people don't. That's as simple as it gets.
From the teaching this month for our members, those of you joining us in monthly support, and we just get this out to say thank you for your support, but also to be a help in the process of what you're doing. All right, it's true. I can see the screen as people are calling right now saying, I want to be a part of this year end, Randy. RJ in Tucson, right here, home base. Thank you, RJ. $408. That's being matched, by the way, guys. That's doubled. So that's what? 816, right? $816 toward that $24,000. It's going to happen soon. Thank you so much. 888-888-1717. What a blessing. All right. Stephen, I want you to share in a minute, but before we go to you, I want to hear from Jesse in Michigan. What's your one word, man?
Hope. I'm going through a lot right now in life, but in life in general, there's so many people that are hurting right now. And, you know, we need hope. We need hope. And I know God's going to return soon. And not even just in him returning, just in hope for financial stability, for the war-torn countries out there, for the kids. There's so much going on in life right now. So we need hope.
That's right. We do. It's one of the reasons the leadership team here made sure when you hear the little spots for the radio station, we talk about experiencing hope, that it's not only a reality of hope that we have in Christ, but we can also experience it. You know, it impacts how we live every day. So how can we pray for you in this new year? Sounds like you're going through some stuff. Is there any particular prayer requests people can pray for you?
I'm in between jobs right now. So I'm at a job that the hours are getting cut, and I'm, you know, financial stability, but there's so much going on in my life. My mom, there's so much going on in my life. I just need to stay focused on God and what he has planned for me. But just stability and focus.
All right. There it is. 2025. If you just joined us, we're having a caller share their one word for 2025. We're here, a few of them here on the air, but here's the purpose of the show today. The reason for this, I'd encourage you as we go through this New Year's weekend or weekend time that you think about, if I were to kind of condense all the stuff going on in my life for 2025 and where I am and what God is teaching me, and I had to condense it into one word, what would it be? One of the words I use for this year, and I think I'm going to kind of keep it front and central, is the word health. And I don't mean that just physically. I need that. I got some stuff I need to work on. You get that as you get older, especially. But it's more than that. It's spiritual health. It's healthy relationships. It's health and communication. And so health is going to be sort of my front and center word. Health spiritually, my relationships with Christ. So what's a word for you? I hope you'll think about that. Put it on a post-it note. Keep it in front of yourself for this year. All right. By the way, people are calling saying, Randy, you want to be a part of the ministry? God bless you. Thank you for your support. Jason just joined us from Redford, Michigan Township, really in Redford, Detroit metro area, listening to the new 93.1 in Detroit and joining us monthly. You're becoming a part of the team. Thank you, Jason. $10 a month. You know what? That's being doubled right now by these friends in Phoenix, shaking hands across the country here and saying, hey, we're in this together. Thank you. As we're closing out this year, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Okay, Stephen, what's your word for 2025?
Well, actually, I'm borrowing one that we use all the time. One thing, okay?
Yeah.
And there's this Bible verse, and I know you know who he's talking to. It says, Jesus, looking at him, loved him, and said to him, "You lack one thing. Go sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me."
Yeah.
Now, we're not asking everybody to give everything away, but I do want to tell you that I did talk to a lady at our last Share-a-thon. She had $37 to her name, and she gave $10 to Family Life Radio.
Wow, that's humbling, my friend. And that's why we want to use every dollar that comes in so carefully. All right. Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate your work during 2024. We've got a big year ahead. We've got some things we're working on with a podcast. We've been talking about it. We want to get this going. We're doing the show turning the podcast, but doing something a little more special and intentional. But really just deeply focused on what God's called us to do, which is to help you to experience hope by actually living intentionally in him. Not just a momentary experience, but every day, no matter what you're facing. And we're here to help you do that. And you all are helping make a difference. I appreciate those of you calling. And again, if you just joined us, we have some friends of the ministry in Phoenix saying, listen, we want to close strong. Randy, you said we had 24,000 to go here to hit the need for intentional living. And they're going to match 10,000 of that dollar for dollar. And we've had calls now from RJ and Jason. And Jenna just called from Rio Rancho, New Mexico, $52. And that's being doubled. Thank you. Jen, I appreciate it. It's a big help. All right. I think I got time for one more. One word. Let's go to, I think it's Julie. Julie, what's your one word?
Good morning. My one word is laughter.
Hmm. How did you pick that?
Well, because laughter releases endorphins. Endorphins are good. They make you happy. And stress relief, too. We all are so stressed out.
Mm.
So I think that anytime you can take stress out of your life, stress causes disease. It's been linked to that. So.
Yes. Does it come naturally to you? Are you a laughter person?
Yeah, I like to laugh. I like to laugh. And I'm one of those.
Hey, and you laugh, really I laugh. You make other people laugh, right?
Well, I've gone into church. Like, one time I was out of town, I walked into church and I started laughing. And somebody who hadn't seen me was like, Julie must be here. Because I can hear her laughing. I'm like, I didn't know my laugh was that loud.
And Julie, if you're being. And Julie, you know there's some other people in church that need the gift of laughter. You know them too, right?
Right. Everybody needs to laugh a little bit. It's so good for you.
All right.
So
you have a great year, Julie. Thank you.
You too.
All right. Thank you, Julie. I was thinking of that little passage. You know, we know about laughter is like good medicine. We've heard that. But I'm thinking about Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It says there's a time to weep, but there's also a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance. And a balance in that. We've all had, I think sometimes in this culture in which we're living, the world in which we're living today, there's disproportionate amount of time and focus on the weeping and mourning because we got a lot of just stuff going on. And when we, like you, see the pictures of what goes on around the world, some of these families and these people who are innocent and yet victimized in so many damaging ways, it breaks our heart. And so we need to be weeping at times, mourning at times, certainly generous all the time, but sometimes just enjoying a laugh and a dance as well, right? All right, that tells me it's time to go. We got to wrap it up for today. I'll tell you what, the phone line's going to remain open. We have Friends of the Ministry matching everything right up through the New Year's here. Dollar for dollar, Paul just said, include me in. He's in Farmington Hills, Michigan, listening to Detroit 93.1. And joining us with a gift of $100. By the way, Paul, that becomes $200 because it's going to be matched for the ministry. So we're counting down quickly. Boy, I'm looking forward to giving you a great report as we wrap up the year. Please pray about it. Come and join us. And when you do, I'd love to read your report on the air. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. More one words for 2025 tomorrow right here on Intentional Living. Hope to see you then. From Intentional Life Media.